I remember I used to pray that, used to say that, just telling how amazing he was. I remember, and I would quote scripture, by your wisdom you lay the earth's foundations. I would say this over and over all day long, and I would say, God, I want to know you better. I want to know you. Would you show me something? Would you show me, can I have an encounter with you? I used to ask this, and it did happen, but I'm just saying that you're worshiping him and you're saying, you know, Heavenly Father, I want to know you. And it's nothing about what you can get, but just a relationship, you know, like with him, just something beyond the material. And I have here Romans 1:20 that says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, being understood by the things that are made, so that they are without excuse. You can look all around, and that scripture saying you can't say God doesn't exist, because you see proof of the things all around you that he exists, because he created everything that you see, the nature and all that.
Amen.
So, and he created the things you don't see. So like I said, that's a way, a good way to worship is go after God. A relationship with God, the Creator. And when you do that, you know, the things that you want, that you have desire or you might think need of, he already knows that. I would say that's a really good place to start.